everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. This week, my guest is Jordan Miller, who is the driving force behind the Satori Network. He's also the lead developer of Moontree, and we talk crypto and blockchain in this episode. And Jordan does a much, much better job of describing exactly what the Satori Network is in this episode, so I'm going to leave it to him a little bit later in the episode to kind of fill in all the details. The other thing that was really exciting in this interview was that Jordan taught me a new word, instantiate. And you all know that I love words I've never heard of before. So when Jordan used it, I thought, oh my gosh, what is that? And I had to run right after interviewing him and see what the definition was. And instantiate means to provide an instance of or concrete evidence in support of, like a theory, a concept, or a claim. There is an Easter egg at the end of this episode, so after the credits, if you still want to hear a little bit more of my interview with Jordan, stick around and you can listen to that. And then I loved the name of Jordan's Satori Network, and I found a gorgeous, gorgeous quotation about Satori, which we talk about a little bit later in the podcast in reference to Buddhism. Gabriel Roth says, "I want to take you to a place of pure magic. It's the place athletes call the zone. Buddhists call Satori and ravers call trance. I call it the silver desert. It's a place of pure light that holds the dark within it. It's a place of pure rhythm." And I don't know if that gives you a little bit of help in imagining what Satori is. It's probably one of those things that we can each define in our own way. But I thought it was such a beautiful definition of Satori, and I wanted to share it. Now, there is a trigger warning for this episode. There is the discussion of suicide. So please, if this is a sensitive subject for you, please take care of your heart. So with that in mind, here is my interview with Jordan Miller.
And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I see this person walk down the hall, and they're pretty frantic. They're pretty like moving fast, and they seem like they have an expression of some kind of fear or some kind of worry, and they're going right. But the weird thing I noticed was that this person was not wearing normal workday clothes. Kind of looked like an undershirt, maybe wearing shorts or something, boxers. I don't know, but I couldn't see the bottom as well. But I saw the shirt and I was like, man, that's weird. The second one, you know, this is interesting because these kind of things, they are explored by science, you know, and science has a lot to say about all of these kind of things. This is more of a sobering experience, but I don't know. I mean, I find it very telling, but it's hard. I just need to be respectful, right? Like this was, okay, I'll tell it and then you'll understand. I started working for a company many years ago, and I was there about 6 months before some terrible event happened. One of my coworkers that I had just met a couple times, really, I only had a few little conversations with him, and I was looking forward to getting to know him better. He committed suicide. So I wasn't able to really tell this experience that I had because all the people around me were, you know, very much grieving and all that kind of stuff. So I had to just kind of experience this and just see it for myself. One day I came into work early. So I was usually the first one there, at least a few days a week or something like that. So I came into work early. I was there at like 6, and I'm sitting there, and we had this door that looked down the hallway, and the top half was open. Like it was cut in half, and the bottom would open and the top would open. So the top was open, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I see this person walk down the hall, and they're very, pretty frantic. They're pretty like moving fast, and they seem like they have an expression of some kind of fear or some kind of worry, and they're going right. And so, but the weird thing I noticed was that this person was not wearing normal workday clothes. It kind of looked like an undershirt, maybe wearing shorts or something, boxers. I don't know, but I couldn't see the bottom as well. But I saw the shirt and I was like, man, that's weird. So this person was coming to work, I thought, and they worked in the department of like keeping the servers running and everything. So in my mind, they did not see me. We didn't make eye contact. And I only saw them for like 2 seconds as they're running down the hall. So this person, I thought, okay, well, this makes sense. They're not dressed for work. Something went down. We've got to get it back up and running fast. And they had to come into work to go do it. So they just ran into work and they're going to do it. And then they're going to, you know, that's what I thought was going on. I didn't see this person for the rest of the day. So I thought, well, he went home and then maybe he just stayed home. I don't know. And I didn't see him the next day. And then the news came out that he had committed suicide. And I was like, okay, well, that's terrible. But then they said it happened about like 2 or 4 hours before I saw him. And I was like, no, that's not right. You must have got the day wrong because I saw him, right? So I just didn't believe that they got the day correct. For a while, but then I started to, you know, they got the day right. Right. I mean, they know what they're doing. So, yeah. So, I saw a ghost, right. I saw a paranormal apparition. I saw an idea or whatever's the residue of a human experience, probably wishing that he hadn't done what he did. And probably trying to get back to his life or, you know, I don't know what that was. But that was the other paranormal experience that I saw.
This interview and my conversation with Jordan. I really appreciated our conversation. I don't get to really interview many scientists or those who are working with developing software or crypto, so I really loved every single second. I need to thank him for being such a gracious guest and sharing both of his stories. And then some exciting news this week. There will also be a link to my new YouTube channel. Yes, you heard that correctly. I've created a Bite-Sized Blessings YouTube channel, and there you can actually see my guests and listen to the bite-sized episodes. It's more pared down. It's more simple than the actual podcast episode, but you can see our shiny little faces and discover a little bit more about who my guests are and what they're about in the world. I wanted to read another gorgeous quotation about Satori. Ken Wilber, this is from Ken Wilber. Early morning, the orange sun is slowly rising, shining forth an empty, luminous clarity. The mind and the sky are one. The sun is rising in the vast space of primordial awareness, and there is just this. Yasutani Roshi once said, speaking of Satori, that it was the most precious realization in the world because all the great philosophers had tried to understand ultimate reality but had failed to do so. Yet with Satori, or awakening, all of your deepest questions are finally answered. It's just this. Thank you to everyone who listens to this podcast, and thank you for all your ratings and all your reviews. I appreciate each and every single one. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Jordan. Be flexible. I love the way Jordan marries a scientific worldview with a metaphysical worldview, and he doesn't see anything different about either of them. They're perfectly perfect together. I love his openness and his flexibility, the way his mind works, and just accepting that both of those seemingly different realities can actually go together. And I think if each of us was more flexible or more open, I think the world would be a more dynamic and gorgeous place, definitely filled with more possibility. So be like Jordan, be open and be flexible, and then be ready for a whole lot more possibility each and every day.